Now let's get to your 5 good minutes. I'm supposed to set a timer here so I actually know what's going on, but I'm going to try to do this in my head, which is pretty dangerous. So I had a conversation. First off, I want to preface by saying that this suits well for our conversation with Joe coming on next about finance, Rogue Finance in particular. And I have to express that these are my opinions and my opinions alone. I had a couple people come up to me this week and talk to me about starting their own startup and financing that startup. And I actually had a parent come up to me at an event this week as well and say to me, my kid's got a fantastic idea and I want him to get after it, but he owes a ton of money in student loans. And I know that the student loan thing for you listeners, as well as the people standing in front of our window right now, which is a hello to everybody out there, is a big concern. And the government, well, I don't really want to get into the government stuff, but there certainly needs to be some assistance for those kids, myself included, who have a ton of debt with student loans. I mean, grad school for me was well over $150,000. So I can imagine and appreciate that that is a serious concern, and it shouldn't be an impediment to starting what could be a major contributor to the Chicago economy. And that's sort of where we leave off. So my response to them is the same as my response is going to be to you, hopefully just a lot shorter. And the gist is this. There's a few savings apps. If you want to just, you know, take a little while, this could take a long while, actually, now that I think about it. But saving apps like Changed, which was just featured, well, it was featured by Sean from the feed, which you'll hear from in a little bit here. But it was also featured in Blue Sky Chicago Tribune. And that is an app that you can essentially round off all of the dollars and cents that you spend on things and put that towards savings for your college tuition. Or the other one is Tip Yourself, which I'm a huge fan of. Anytime I have a bad experience at a restaurant or a cab driver who goes rogue on me, instead of giving them the tip, I give myself the tip. And that money goes towards all kinds of little things you want to fund, like Jen's Jar, which is a funny inside joke to the girlfriend Jen, but also to people who want to go to school, who have a plan of either going to school or have big loans that they want to pay off. Like I said, this could take a while. But the idea is that sort of passively you're saving money, because it seems like, despite being taught in Accounting 101 to pay yourself first, Americans are not paying themselves first. And most people would actually be almost out of a home if they had an unexpected bill more than $400. So to give you an idea, you know, you're not the only one feeling the pinch. But here's the next stuff. Here's where things can kind of start to build your dream company and save some money. And one of these ideas is great, and one of them is probably not as great. But here you go. There are companies out there that provide sort of an employer copay, companies like Peanut Butter Inc., which operate out of 1871. They've been on my show as a podcast. They'll be on this live show in a few weeks, so you can call in and ask them questions directly. But the gist is, instead of putting money into a pension or putting money into a 401k or putting it into some sort of equity sharing, you can actually put that money and that contribution that the company is contributing to match you into your student debt. That's another way to maybe do this a little bit faster than just saving the rounded up coins of your spending habits on an app. But it still might not get you there quick enough. What if you want to start the company right now and you need the money? Well, this is tough to take. This is the approach I took. I don't recommend it for everyone, but for those of you who are very, very serious about the venture and know that time is of the essence, there's a little plan. It's my favorite plan. It's called the No Pay Plan. And essentially what you do is you just don't pay. I mean, you can file and put it on deferment. None of the providers of loans care about that, because it just keeps pumping up the interest for them, which at some point you will have to figure that out. But here's the deal. You can't let financial situations, particularly school loans, stop you from coming up with a great idea. The only thing that I would tell you, though, is before you do it, before you leap in or dive in head first, you had better know that this idea is going to work, or at least has a pretty good chance of working, because you're taking a serious risk. Your credit is going to be affected, obviously. You are at some point going to have to go stop kicking the can down the road and actually solve the problem and pay off some of this debt, or thank goodness at some point a governing official will actually recognize that this was ridiculous and that most of these people are not actually getting jobs from the college degrees that they paid for. But we're not there yet. So at this point, all I can suggest, and I told the person I spoke to, that you need to kick the can down the road and just kind of, I guess, muscle up on it and decide, do you have what it takes? Do you think the idea and the company you're trying to build has what it takes? And if you want to take the approach I did, I went and talked to investors and they kind of laughed at me, and I ended up doing what Airbnb made famous, calling it a plastic round. And that means I took out some credit cards and just started racking up more debt. But that has to sort of be the trick and the track that you take if you truly, truly believe in it. So with that said, You know, that's my 5 good minutes. It looks like 6 good minutes at this point. But either way, make sure you know what you're doing before you dive into the pool. So that's what I got for you. As always, we want to hear from you. We want to know more questions. People have been sending a lot of questions, good questions, just like that one. I want to know more. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or DM me personally on Twitter at Katoon.